It's that time again. Midweek message time on Wednesday. How are you all? Hope you're well. Thank you, Ernie, for the chiming clock sound. I did reply to your email asking you why you sent me the sound. There was no explanation in your text, just the attached clock sound. So anyway, nice. I like a chiming clock. We've got a grandmother clock in the hall. Chimes exactly like that. So thank you, Ernie, for the, yes, for the clock chimes. Right, moving on. It's 7 a.m. in the morning. Wouldn't be 7 a.m. in the afternoon, would it? 7 degrees centigrade, 44 Fahrenheit, 87% humidity, 1016 on the barometer, and the flag is flying with a bit of breeze from the west. So things are looking good so far. I've been thinking back to the old days. There's a surprise, you say. All I do is think back to the old days. Wasn't it nice when the shops were closed on a Sunday? Really nice. You could go downtown. I remember going down the town, 50s, 60s, on a Sunday. You might see two or three cars, people walking around, but just two or three cars. Sunday was great. The roads were so quiet. And as everywhere was closed, it was a family day. I think that's what a lot of people miss now. There is no one day where everyone's at home, the shops are closed, you don't have to go out. There is no family day anymore, which is sad. People, families, used to watch TV together. They used to have meals together. They don't anymore, do they? Kids have TVs in their rooms. There's a TV in the lounge, one in the dining room, one upstairs, one out. There's TVs everywhere you can watch on your phone or your iPad or your PC. So people don't sit down anymore to watch a programme on telly. Also, you can watch the programme whenever you want. All this catch-up and whatever it's called. You can just watch a programme whenever it suits you rather than looking forward, as I used to, look forward to Monday. Oh, so-and-so's on Monday, 7:30, BBC One. Or was it ITV? That was it. That was the choice. Then we had BBC Two later on, didn't we? The same with meals. Do families all sit together now at the meal table without mobile phones and have a chat and enjoy the meal together? I don't think they do. How things have changed. And where have the nightclubs gone? This came up the other day. I was having a chat with Trish and I said, are there any nightclubs left in Worthing? And she said, I don't think there are. There's various pubs. But there used to be several nightclubs. There was the Carioca, Caroline's Club. Then not far away out of town was the Key Club. The Place in Lancing. There were lots of nightclubs. I mean, proper nightclubs, not a pub, a proper nightclub where you had to be a member or you had to pay to go in. And they're open till, I don't know, 2 in the morning, I think the Carioca was. I remember leaving there at 2 in the morning and walking home. Are there still places, clubs or whatever, for old people? There used to be the Darby and Joan Club? Whist Drive. I remember a friend of mine, his granny, was always off to Whist Drive. I believe it's a card game, isn't it? And there'd be local bingo at various places. I don't hear of that anymore. Perhaps it's just that I'm leading a sheltered life. I don't know. We've got a local bowls club. Not a bowling alley, you know, bowls on the grass. I think it's an indoor one, so I'm not sure what sort of surface it is. Obviously not grass if it's indoors. When I say old people, I suppose I mean people like me in their 70s, possibly 80s. Trouble is with bowls, you've got to be able to bend down to throw the ball. Well, not throw the ball, bowl the ball. I don't think I could bend down because my back aches. Do you remember Joe Lyons' Corner House? I used to love going there with my grandmother. We used to go there and have a cup of tea and a cake. They were really nice. They had waitresses with a black top and black skirt and, of course, the white little apron thing and the white thing on the head, whatever it's called, you know, a little headscarf, not a headscarf, a little hat type thing as the waitresses had back then. It was really nice. Apparently, in 1894, the company started a tea shop in Piccadilly in London. And from 1909, developed it into a chain of tea shops, which numbered around 200 in the UK. There was one in Worthing here, where I am. I remember Joe Lyons. It was fantastic. They did all sorts of things. In fact, Joe Lyons and Joseph Lyons and Company. They started out, I believe, from what it's saying here, food manufacturing, hotel conglomerate, founded in 1884 by Joseph Lyons. Oh, and his brothers-in-law. Lyons' first tea shop opened in Piccadilly. Oh, yes, I read that bit. That's interesting. They started with tea, coffee, hot dishes, sweets, cold dishes, buns, cakes, rolls. I remember their cakes. If ever I was downtown, I'd pop into Lyons when I was young. I don't think it was too expensive. It was very nice. It all looked very plush, very posh. But I don't think it was hugely expensive. That's probably why Joe Lyons did so well. It attracted all sorts of people, whether they just wanted a tea or a coffee or a meal. So he did really well. It's amazing. I suppose they've all gone now. Are there any Joe Lyons corner houses left? Does anyone know? RaysRants@protonmail.com. Talking of my grandparents, they used to go shopping in the village, they called it, which was Lancing. What's that? A couple of miles east of where I am now. They go shopping in Lancing in the village. I remember going shopping with them. There was the butcher, the greengrocer, the off-licence, all the different shops you could ever want. And there was a kind of, they weren't called convenience stores back then, but they sold all sorts of things. You could buy anything from a tin of baked beans to a few rashers of bacon or whatever. They had everything, cereals, bread, butter, milk, everything. And of course, all the shopping was done locally because in the 50s, there were no supermarkets. There were just these stores that tried to stock a bit of everything, like the corner shops today, but they weren't corner shops as such. Most people back in the 50s didn't have a car, so you couldn't do a weekly shop. If you didn't have a car, you can't go miles to a supermarket, even if there were supermarkets. I do remember my grandmother coming into town, as she called it. That's Worthing. She'd get on the bus and come into Worthing if there was anything she needed that wasn't in the village where she lived. Because Worthing, being quite a large town, it did have a good choice of shops. You could buy almost anything you wanted. Of course, even locally back then, there was the ironmongers, the local wool shop. You could buy knitting needles and balls of wool, needles, cotton, the whole lot. They've all gone now. But it was rather nice. I remember as I got older, okay, supermarkets were, when did they come in? I suppose the 60s supermarkets started to appear here and there. But I used to enjoy going to the separate shops where I lived in a village the other way, west of here. We had some local shops there. Really nice little fish and chip shop. A small, I won't call it a supermarket, a general stores, I suppose, where you could buy almost anything food-wise. Then there was the greengrocer, the butcher, blah, blah, blah. But of course, it's all gone now, hasn't it? Back then, in the good old days, there was no such thing as a weekly shop. You'd pop to the shops every time you needed something. You're getting low on bread, you'd pop to the bread shop. You're getting low on fruit or vegetables, and you'd nip over to the greengrocer. And it was literally nipping over to the shops. They weren't miles away. Might be a 5, at the most a 10-minute walk. Wasn't that far at all. And you'd bring back your shopping in your carrier bags or a wheelie-type trolley if you had one. Or some of the stores, the bigger food stores, would deliver the stuff for you. Our local ironmonger here, literally end of the road, turn right, and 100 yards along in a parade of shops, there he was. He sold paraffin up until, well, the shop's gone now, up until he closed about, what, 20 years ago. You could buy paraffin for your paraffin heater. A lot of people before central heating in the 50s, the 60s, they'd have paraffin heaters in the winter. Highly dangerous if you kick the thing over. And you'd go and buy your SO blue or your pink paraffin, either from the local garage where you bought petrol and oil. They'd also have a paraffin machine. You'd take your can and put your money in the slot and it would fill up your can. Or you go to your local ironmonger and he would sell you paraffin by the gallon. Paraffin now is dearer than petrol because I wanted some for my engine, my Lister D stationary engine. Paraffin is dearer than petrol, struth. Bob, nice to hear from you. You say that why don't Trisha and I do a joint podcast? You sent me a link, didn't you? Toya Wilcox and her husband, they do a joint podcast thing together. I don't know. I'll give that some thought. Several of you actually have said, how about bringing Trisha in on the podcast episodes? I've got a guest. We keep talking about this. I'm not going to say any more than that, but I have got a guest that is going to come and join me at some stage. It's just trying to fit everything in. I think that'll do for now. We're over 10 minutes. I shall see you on Sunday, of course, for the hour-long podcast episode. Behave yourselves. I don't know why I always say that. If you can't behave yourself, don't get caught. Take care, and I'll see you Sunday. Bye-bye for now.